that guy Juan Pablo?
Oh boy.
I fucking hated that guy.
I haven't heard anything nice about him.
He was such a dick.
I try to see
you,
like,
but you were so genuine on the show. I saw the show last night. You were so genuine, and I seriously, and just watching you and Anna talk.
Thank you.
I'm telling. There's a reason why you're gonna be. You're the best one.
I appreciate.
I'm just. That's my call. When history is all said and done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
We're gonna call Madison.
Hello.
Madison.
Hi.
Hi.
Sam.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Anna.
Hi, Madison.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. And we are here with Colton Underwood. And thank you, Madison, for being with us.
Hi, Madison. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Tell us what's going on with this guy you met in Hawaii.
So I met this, or I didn't meet this guy. I was traveling in Hawaii in March, and I was on Bumble, and I matched with this guy named Paul, and we kind of chatted here and there. We never ended up meeting up, but he kind of at the end of the conversation, he asked me for my Instagram. I noticed that he would kind of like my post from time to time, check out my Instagram stories, but we definitely never kept in touch. And then fast forward to I was back in Hawaii in December with my friend on another vacation to the same island, and I was on Tinder and I actually saw him pop up again. So I swiped right and it was a match. And so we started chatting again and he remembered me, and he was like giving my friend and I just the most amazing hiking tips. And we ended up taking his advice on a bunch of other like local things to do. Kind of throughout the week, we were trying to meet up, but we were never able to kind of coordinate our schedules. So at the very end of our trip, on our last night, after he was done surfing, we met up with him. And just to really thank him, my friend was like, this is going to be a little bit weird if I'm third wheeling your date, but I wanted to keep it super casual and really just meet him after we had kind of matched a couple of times. So we ended up meeting up and he was like the nicest guy. We totally hit it off. We ended up having way more in common than we had originally thought. And my friend was picking up on some of the social cues and was clearly the best wingwoman, but she left and went back to our Airbnb, and we just kind of continued on the night and had like the most romantic night on the beach. And kind of at the end of it, we were a little bit bummed because we were like, this is our last night here. We don't really get to spend any more time together. But because he lives in Hawaii, he was like, you should definitely come back and stay with me in the future. And I was trying to get him to come back. And I live in Vancouver, Canada. So I was telling him that he should come and stay with me. But since then, I haven't been able to kind of stop thinking about him. We have very, very, very casually like kept in touch, just like texts here and there. And I had told him that I was going on a volunteer trip this coming March, and so I could maybe tack on to my trip and come visit him. But unfortunately, he's going to be away for school then. So I just don't really know what to do now that I'm back here in Vancouver and he's in Hawaii. So I guess my question to you guys, Anna, Colton, and Sim, is what should I do next? Should I just let the conversation kind of casually continue? Should I be up front and tell him that I'm super into him? Or should I just call it quits because he lives super far away?
Well, okay, wait, Madison, when you say you guys had, and you don't have to answer this, like, only if you feel comfortable, like, but I'm imagining you guys having uncomfortable sex on the beach.
You know, that's what? Yes. It actually didn't go that far.
Oh, okay. Shouldn't assume.
It did not. We, I mean, it was definitely other things. I'll say he was a great kisser, but no, it didn't get too sandy.
All right. My advice to you, Madison, is simple. I'm a firm believer in not playing any games, especially like we were actually just, I was just talking about Anna, but this is, I never in my life have dated casually. I date with a purpose. And if you're into him and you think he's hot, dating and being in a relationship, I don't care what anybody says, is work and it takes effort. So you're going to have to spend time like traveling, and it's not going to be the most convenient thing. But if you're into him and he's into you and you guys decide like that's what you want, it's going to take effort. to meet up. It's going to take effort to plan out and to actually have conversations. But I also think like you, the first thing you need to do before you start any of this is tell him exactly how you feel.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you disagree with that?
Well, here's the thing. Hey, Madison.
When I do too. I'm sorry, Colton.
When you said that he, listen, it's practical.
Yeah.
What you're don't saying, think by the way, works. In theory is yes. amazing.
Yeah.
Though on the, you're Colton. Idealistic and it's great.
Totally.
Yes. I really appreciate what you're saying.
I just want to hear what you guys is. Where well, your
sweet,
angle
sweet
is.
Madison, when, what did he say that you, that he needed to do, when you were like potentially able to meet up?
So he's actually in the military, and so he is going away to scuba diving school for 4 months in May. So it's part of his job, and he thinks it's going to be May, but it's kind of like still tentative and up in the air. So yeah, unfortunately, the timing doesn't seem like it's going to work out, but we're also not like 100% sure.
Madison, when you guys have been casually texting, has it mostly been you instigating?
No, he definitely has instigated a lot of the conversation as well. When I got back, I told him, I was like, oh, it's too bad that I'm not there for New Year's. And so he actually added me on Snapchat because we were going to try to video call, but it ended up being like with the time difference where he was this super loud and noisy. So we didn't end up doing that. But he's still like, I don't know, keeps in touch like almost every day. Like I was messaging him last night.
Wow,
so
I was gonna ask you that every day. Wait, so has he given you any?
I sense you guys have trust issues in this guy.
Yeah.
See, I think that's my fault though too, as I just see the good in people and I just assume like he's like really into you and he just needs to hear it.
I always want everyone that we talk to protect their hearts. And I know it sounds corny, but I want to make sure that Madison is not, sorry, Madison, but I just want to make sure that you're not being misled.
And I also want to make sure that Madison, because don't forget, you met him on an app, so he's swiping right on all of the Hawaiian, everyone in on the Hawaiian Islands, every single island as well. I mean,
yeah.
So you know that's happening because I'm sure you're swiping right on everyone in Vancouver as well, right? That's happening as well at the same time.
Totally.
Okay. So, I mean, that's you know that's happening in both locations right now. So knowing that, that needs to inform like your strategy going forward.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I think you just need to, like, what do you want out of this? I know you're asking us, but like, are you in a position in your life for like a monogamy, like just a relationship?
And why do you like him?
Good question, Anna.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely be willing to explore it further. I know long distance can be hard, especially when we're in two different countries, because I don't really have a work visa in the States, but we get along in so many different ways, I guess. Like we are both very adventurous. We're both into extreme sports. He's like an amazing surfer. I also surf, just not that well, and mountain bike and hiking and skydiving, scuba diving, like all of these other like extreme sports, which I'm sure there's lots of other people out there that do those things that are also single. But he is just like super easygoing and really easy to like get along with. So yeah.
Can I ask you, is there an age difference with you guys? Are you guys roughly the same age? I hate to ask that question. I always really.
We're actually the same age. We're both 26.
Oh boy.
Would he ever fly out to see you? Have you guys ever talked about him flying out where he's going to actually pay for a ticket and fly out to Vancouver and see you? Has that discussion ever happened?
A little bit. I sent him, actually, there was a bunch of really good flight deals right after I came back. And so I sent them to him and he again was like, oh, I'm going to be probably in school during that time. So I don't he can't really commit right now.
Could he like spend a weekend with you? Did he? I don't like that answer.
I didn't even ask if he would like come for a weekend. I was just like, oh, there's really good flight deals. And he asked what the weather was like in Vancouver.
But I do think that that's indicative. Here's the thing. I think that he's really into you, but you might be more into him than he is into you.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but it makes me want to, for Madison to just like
pump
protect,
her brakes.
just to protect herself.
By the way, in this situation, now that we've learned all this information, I like Colton's initial advice and put her on the spot and say, call him out and just tell him.
And then my other thing too is instead of as a guy, don't be as intimidating. At least for me, be an adventurer, knowing that he's adventurous and knowing that he's spontaneous and fun. Why don't you guys plan like a Utah trip or like meet on neutral ground, like meet somewhere for a weekend getaway?
But here's the thing.
Him coming all the way to Vancouver.
As a woman, here's what I think that Madison probably feels, or maybe at least I feel if I was in this scenario, that if I, you know, texted this dude and I said, I'm really into you. When do we get to see each other next? Like, how do we proceed forward? Whatever that communication is, the feeling of like, what if he doesn't text me back? What if he's like, you know, averting?
What if he doesn't give you the response that you want?
Exactly.
It's all about his response.
Exactly.
And how like, long he
I'm
waits
about
for
to,
that response.
Exactly. So, that's the scary thing, that it's like hearing the answer that you sort of feel is coming, but you really don't want to confront it.
But see, that's why it goes back to my statement, don't play any games.
Yes,
yeah.
But...
like, just yeah. don't, because you don't want to waste your time, Madison. You don't want to be texting somebody who... Yeah. Because think about it this way. The time you're spending texting him, you could be texting your potential husband.
Yeah.
And hopefully she's doing that right now anyway.
But you guys are...
Hopefully you've already swiped on your husband.
You guys are given the gift of being handsome dudes who usually have the narrative and the control over a dating scenario. And women don't. We're sort of like, usually we're just sort of like, wait,
that's not true for me.
What are the clues? What are the clues?
It hasn't always been true for me.
And so it's tricky. It's easy for you guys to give advice like that. It's hard for a woman to take it who is crushing on a dude that
Anna, I understand what you're saying.
Who's been a player?
But here's the thing. I just want to say that. But I don't want her to waste her time. And neither
I agree.
Do you?
No,
right?
No.
And it comes down to like why? If this guy is not showing her the interest that she deserves,
exactly,
then why is she wasting her time?
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. But I don't want her to send a very honest text and then to get some like dickish response or no response in reply.
But that gives her the answer and clarity that she needs.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
My whole thing, and I've experienced heartbreak before, is your heart's not going to be full unless you put it out there and risk it.
Also, it'll be a good indication of where he's at. I think you probably know that this guy is... He's not being quite receptive enough. I know that
she hasn't asked.
But why does to ask? I mean,
exactly.
Here's the thing.
If I could talk to the guy, I would tell him.
He should be making an effort.
But here's the thing, though. But don't you? I would love to talk to the guy too. I'm like, hey, listen, you really need to sack up right now. And if he's not going to, then that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
He hasn't yet.
Yeah, right. Oh, Madison.
I'm just saying he hasn't yet because he hasn't been asked or forced to.
Why does she have to ask him though?
I don't know. Because she's asking for advice.
but this is. I mean, yeah.
That's because in this situation, like the only I can only talk to you. But if I could talk to him, it's 100%. I would tell him over you. Like he needs to. You guys need to have an open and honest conversation.
Is he a shy guy? Is he shy?
I don't think so. No,
honest. So you think that's a red flag?
It's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Huge red flag.
Madison,
I think more details would also help.
I just don't want you to chase a guy who is being a little elusive. I want you guys to both be on equal terms at this stage, you know? Like, I don't want you to be thinking about... especially when he's like, you know, he's going to be leaving or whatever's going on with him. Hey, can I ask you, did he didn't grow up in Hawaii, right?
No, he's actually from Florida, but now he's based in Hawaii, and then he'll be going to Panama for a little bit of schooling, and then he'll be back in Hawaii for probably the next 5 years.
Anna's nodding her head because I know exactly what she's going to say.
I think that I don't even know if you should take Colton's advice. I kind of wonder, I sort of think you should not engage too much with him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm with you, Anna.
And
it sucks. By the way, we love our listeners.
I know.
We love them.
Yeah. Know.
But we're just trying to protect them right now.
I just see the good in people, and that's at times could
fuck
be
you,
a
Colton.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that towards all of you guys. But I'm like a hopeless romantic. I'm like, go get the man.
America loves you, Colton. This is why America loves you.
Oh, damn it. You're like the best person we've ever had on the podcast. Damn it.
Colton's being ushered off the Kimmel, so we need to wrap this up.
Hey, Madison. Yeah, I would. I would focus on life in BC, and I would resist the temptation to text Paul too much, only because I just want you to protect yourself. And if he responds to you or reaches out to you, that is significant. But I don't think you should initiate too much more.
And if that doesn't work, then just go to abc.com and apply to be on next season of Bachelor.
Yes. Oh, we got a first Canadian.
Thank you so much,
hey,
Madison.
I have your information sitting here. I'll pass it along to my producers.
Madison,
right next to me.
You're going
to
be on The Bachelor.
Madison, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much,
you guys. Love
okay.
you guys.
Bye, Madison. Please be in touch. Okay. Love you, darling. Bye. Colton, thank you so much.
Thank you. I know we need to get out of here. But The Bachelor is on ABC. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's watching it. So whatever. We don't have to plug it.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. I had a blast.
We plugged it all throughout the entire show. Your publicist. Sorry. Yes. We've been.
You guys are good.
ABC. They're going to DVR it or they're going to watch it. What time is it on?
Mondays.
But who watches it at the time?
Everyone exactly. Exactly.
Everybody Hulu. Does. You dick.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We all watch it live.
I love The Bachelor. Come on.
It's true.
I DVR it, but I love it.
Hey, and then we'll get you on next season. You guys have
the publicist.
Can we do a group date on set, like with Anna?
Oh, don't you even, Colton? Don't you even? I would love that.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For today's second call, we're actually recording from the hair and makeup room on the set of Mom, where some of Anna's amazing co-stars and the show's hair and makeup artists will be joining us. And together, we're all going to try and help Jess, who is calling from Sacramento and dealing with a situation involving some wedding plans that keep getting interrupted by her two siblings. And please listen until the end when Anna and Allison Janney get into a fight. It's absolutely hysterical. Enjoy.
All right, hey, Sim, you're here in hair and makeup on the set of Mom.
How did you talk me into this? This is so weird. What a weird experience. Right now, what's happening is you're being made up.
Petted.
Your hair is being... Yes, there's two
I'm
people working on your hair right now.
Put in.
But this is the commitment to the podcast.
The podcast.
This is because you have very
I'm
limited
so
time.
Committed.
And you said, we're going to get our work done.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? You're going to include everyone.
That's right.
Is this Allison? Is Allison coming in right now?
Yes,
she's back. Allison Janney just walked in. So Allison, if you don't mind, will you help us give advice to
we have a whole committee here.
Of course. Do you have time? Can you sit down for?
Hello. Who are we talking to?
Well, we're going to call.
Oh.
Where is the sheet?
Oh, and we also don't have
headphones. Anna, why don't you introduce everyone else in
but
here?
But that's okay.
Or everyone can introduce themselves.
Okay.
Let me hand the mic over here.
Pixie. Hair.
Okay.
Cindy. Hair as well.
Okay.
Jill makeup.
And we
we have over here the great Mimi.
Janice,
and back
also
there,
great.
And Jen. Okay, Michael, are we going to get the caller going here? We're actually going to call Jess right now. Jess is 25 years old, and she's in Sacramento.
Hello?
Hey, Jess, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Anna, say hi to Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
So I'm this is a little strange.
Great, yeah. Thank you so much for doing this. It is a little strange because you are now with us in our hair and makeup room at Mom.
I do have some surprise guests here. Allison, Janie, you want to say hi?
Hi, Jess. It's Allison.
Hi, Jess. It's Mimi.
You watch Mom, don't you? Of course you do.
Of course, yeah. Jess does. Jess, it's okay. Don't worry.
So we've got a whole team here. We have a whole team here to help you. So why don't you tell us what's going on with this whole wedding situation here? Tell us the whole story, and we're all going to try and help you.
All right. Okay. So I have two siblings. I have an older brother and a younger sister. And my brother proposed to his girlfriend last December, and we were all very excited about it. They've been together 7 or 8 years, and we were just waiting for it to happen. And I went home for Christmas with my boyfriend, and we talked to my family about how we intended to get married soon. And my brother sort of snapped and said, well, you can't get married before me. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll push that off. The main reason that my boyfriend and I want to get married is because we want to start a family. And, so we decided to push that off, and my boyfriend is intending to propose very soon. At least I think so. We're going on a big trip in a couple weeks, and I'm pretty sure he's going to do it then. But about 2 weeks ago, my sister's boyfriend proposed to her, which is great. It's great, and we're very happy for them, but my boyfriend and I were kind of like, shit, what do we do now? Because I'm now the last to get engaged, and we kind of want to get married right away, and I have no idea what to do. So I guess my question would be, am I allowed to get married before my sister? Would that be so horrible? Basically, help.
Fucking weddings.
Elope, right, and don't tell anyone. Just go elope and tell them after the fact, so there won't be any drama.
No. There's always drama. That's the problem. I am.
Not like that.
Okay, copy that. But
I always love elopement. But wait. So who would you say is the most dramatic person in your family?
My sister. And she's the one I'm worried about upsetting.
But your brother was the original one who got engaged. The brother was the first wedding, and then
yeah,
you were.
He was the first.
And you were going to delay yours until he got married, and then your sister now announced that she's getting married.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's right. Yeah. Didn't she know the situation to begin with?
The sister? Didn't
my
she
sister?
Know? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure because my boyfriend called my parents about 3 months ago and told them his plans. So I don't know. He thought maybe they might have been doing it out of spite, which I really don't think they would do that. But I don't want to upset her.
This is Mimi. Are your parents involved in having to do the wedding for the daughters in that traditional way? Presumably, if it's traditional, then you're okay. So your brother's girlfriend's family has to give their wedding, right?
Yeah,
right.
They're helping with that wedding as well, but it'll definitely be 3 weddings very close together, and my parents will be mostly responsible for 2 of them.
Well, can you get married in a just you and your dear, your loved one, and start your family because you'll be married, and then have a big party with your siblings?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, what I would do. That's all I'm going to say.
But wait, here's my counter argument. No, it's not a counter argument, Mimi. I would never argue with you. What do you want out of a wedding?
See, I've always wanted more of a traditional wedding, so I'm kind of stuck at that point also because I don't really want to give that up just because, yeah, I don't know. I want to have my cake and eat it too.
As you should. You should be able to have what you want. And I think that the order, pecking order should be, since your brother got engaged first, he should have his wedding and you guys plan yours after. And your sister needs to wait. She's the one I have issue with right now, that she's like going to announce her engagement. And I think she needs to wait Unless you do a whole, all three of you just get married together and do one whole big crazy thing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun it's because we're all old.
That's true.
Since this is an advice show, I happen to know that Dear Abby and Ann Landers, who were both the big advice givers back when I was a girl, they had a double wedding because they met a situation exactly like this. They sort of fell in love at the same time. And they were twins.
Mimi, I want to have a double wedding with you, but I don't think Jess wants to have a double wedding with her siblings.
Just for her. It does sound like that kind of family. It's really important for you each to have your separate stuff, and I get that completely. But if what you want to do is start a family and there's a clock ticking there, I think you have every... My son had three weddings because they wanted to start a family and they had to get on it. And then they had bigger weddings later when they could afford it and when we were around. That's just a thought.
I think that unfortunately, Jess, you may have to put major wedding plans on pause just for a minute.
It doesn't mean you can't start a family. I mean,
no, that's right.
Too.
That's right. Yeah.
I say you.
Yeah.
I have to get married.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Pixie from Pixie and the.
Yeah. Yes. But that would not be a traditional wedding.
That would not.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But no, I think that, you know, it's so funny how weddings tend to bring out, like, people show their cards. People, like, show their hands in weddings. And sometimes it's the people that you would least expect to be incredibly dramatic. But people do. And because it's an opportunity, it's a high drama situation. And so I think let those two get married, wait a beat, and then have your beautiful wedding in Tahiti.
I was thinking of Mexico.
I'll officiate for free.
I just don't want to upset my sister, you know, and make her think I'm not happy for her, because I am. It's just... We weren't expecting that to happen.
Are you her maid of honor?
I don't think I will be. I don't know.
Would that hurt your feelings if you weren't?
Maybe a little, but they live in Michigan, and I moved out to California a couple years ago, so we've all kind of drifted since then.
Yeah. I mean, siblings...
Yeah.
You know, yeah, exactly. You just said it with that wonderful vocal.
Will you all have the wedding in the same place, i.e. your hometown, do you think?
I think both of them will get married in Michigan. We thought about it, and it might have made sense if I was going to be second in line, but I don't know. It might be exciting for people to come out to California.
Have you all sat down as a family and discussed this? Like, all of you
right
sat
now,
down?
Right now, Jenny was...
Is, what am I doing?
Resisting to get out of my makeup.
Because I haven't talked to anyone, and I'm nervous that everyone will get mad at me.
You think everyone will get mad at you? Why are you... Are you... Okay, I'm going to get... I can't go too deep here. No, no. Yep. Why are you... No, I'm not...
Do it.
You're the middle child, right? And... You're the middle child, and you're trying to make everyone happy, the peacemaker. So you are in a difficult position here. I think that you and your brother and sister should sit down, and at least you and your younger sister, you need to just have a conversation and all talk about what it could what you know, when weddings need to happen, when ideally you would want to get married, when you just all need to sit down and talk about it. I really think that it has to be on the table and open, and everyone you have to deal with it in
Allison,
that way.
I think it's great advice, but I also think it's wrong. Oh,
that's fine. That's what I would do, though. That's just what I'm saying.
Okay, Anna, tell us why Allison is wrong.
Well, because I think that there's this level of competitiveness that we all feel as siblings, but especially Jess's family, it sounds like.
Yep.
And
baby sister tends to get what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think... And there is this, there's so much fucking weirdness around weddings. That all drama gets heightened. And especially as women, like, it sucks, but it's archaic. But the idea that somehow that is a massive accomplishment in our lives, when I don't necessarily agree with that. So you moved to California. You escaped. Yep. You escaped. You know what I mean?
I escaped.
Yeah.
No, I did.
and your little sister's feeling left behind. And this is how, like, a way for her to be sort of competitive and combative with you, especially if you're not her maid of honor or whatever, which, by the way, fucking sucks.
Yeah, I honestly have no idea. She's got a really close friend back home, and I kind of feel like she'd get picked over me. So.
Yeah, yeah, and which is a little dig, you know, whatever, because mm-hmm. I personally just don't believe in hierarchy in friendships or weddings or whatever. But yeah, it's her. I think that it's vague advice, but I feel like my only thing would be that you protect yourself, do your wedding on exactly your own terms, and it is so fine to wait a minute, after all this other hubbub is over, and get pregnant, have a kid, that's fucking awesome. I will circumcise your child if it's a boy.
Anna, can I ask a question about a variable? Do you have a big family, and do each of you have an expectation that all the aunts and uncles and cousins will gather for each of your weddings? Because that's a consideration. How many times are you asking the whole family to take trips to where you are and celebrate your wedding? Because by the third airplane ticket, there might be fewer guests, and that could be a consideration, as Allison suggested.
That's a good one.
That would be worth talking about as family. Maybe you could divide up the family and go, you ask these guys, and I'll ask these guys. They're my favorites.
I actually have a very small family, so it wouldn't be too bad. What I was thinking, I needed people to reaffirm that for me.
But wait, Jess, this is what we got to do. Then here's our plan of action. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This means we have to be in contact.
Okay.
We need yours to be a little bit later, but the fucking best.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you going to plan this wedding?
You know that I'm a horrible planner, but
are you going to be involved in somehow?
Yeah.
How?
I want to hear. I've got some ideas.
Just don't over offer your services.
Oh, Sim.
Don't get my hopes up.
Don't get her hopes up.
No, but I think that I think making it, like creating
worth the wait.
Well, yeah. Like learning from the stress that, you know, your siblings, it's inevitable, the stress of their wedding planning and the drama and everything. It's they're valuable lessons. So I don't know. Sim's family has a place in Bali, I'm sure that.
Yeah, if you want to get married there, we can hook it up.
That was number two.
Is that why you offered it up?
but truly though, please, I know that that your wedding planning is just
sometimes it's like you want the, of course you want the day to be about like a celebration of love in a public arena with people that you love, but it feels rarely like it is that, having gone through this a couple of times. But I think that I know that our listeners will be responsive and have some advice about this stuff, but I think that in this scenario, you like sit back, let everyone do their thing, stay engaged for a minute, and then we will work on, like, you know, the fucking kick-ass time.
Jess, thank you so much for hanging out with all of us.
At all.
And everyone, let's say bye to Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
You know.
Jess, keep in touch. I love you. Thank you.
We love you, Jess. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
I had no idea this was going to be a controversial call. I had no idea that Allison and Anna were going to get into a fight over this call.
I thought I gave very sound advice, which Anna threw just under the bus, totally.
Fuck you, Jambone.
Fuck you, Ferris. Fucking what family? You got to sit down and talk about this shit. You just can't, like, you got to talk.
No.
Yes, you got to talk.
That sounds horrible. She's in California.
She's trying to please everyone. She's trying to let her older brother get married, and she's trying to appease him and wait for her wedding. And then her younger sister says she's getting married, and she's not going to consider her sister's feelings. Like, what kind of bullshit is that?
They can talk about that years later, but they can't right now.
I think she just elopes, gets pregnant, and then has a wedding later and pretends.
I'm so happy that you've offered Jess a free trip to Tahiti.
A free trip to Rancho Jancho, my little oasis in Burbank, California.
No. But sometimes, like everyone wants. Weddings are so loaded with the way we've created them.
I wouldn't know. I've never been married. I've never planned. Well, I have planned a wedding, but it never went through.
If you were to get married,
yeah.
Would I be your maid of honor? Come on, Jan.
We'll see. I've got some other lovely ladies in this room. I've got to draw a straw.
You know that I'm great with, like, getting back, reaching out.
I know you are. You're the...
Oh, are you vying for the position, Mimi?
Oh, my God. My
I think Sim might be a better maid of honor than
fuck
you, darling.
You
would be more fun.
Fuck you all.
I'd definitely
fuck
invite you to the party.
Fuck the whole hair and makeup room here at Mom. Fuck you, bitches.
Oh, my God. Thank you all so much.